This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
What's upset you now?
So I went suit shopping. Right, I went suit shopping for my friend's wedding. So there was five of my friends. We all went together because we thought it'd be a nice thing to do.
You thought wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So, the thing is, it wasn't fine. It was fine for a lot of people, but we went.
How old are you, Joe?
I am 34, right? So we're all...
Fuck, I don't think I've... Wow, went out with five friends. I don't remember the last time I went out with five... No, there were five of you.
There were five of us.
So... Fuck, doing a thing. I think that's behind me. I don't think I'll ever see four friends ever again.
So really? Basically, just to set the scene, it was my friend's wedding. So it was the first wedding that we've sort of had. So we tried to make it like a sort of day out sort of thing. But then we were in the suit shop and we all tried on. They were sort of, let's measure you kind of thing, get an idea. And then the guy walks off, goes, oh, thanks, guys. I think you've got the sizes now. And then they came back with trousers for everyone but me. And they said, oh, yeah, sorry, we actually don't have anything that fits you because you're quite a novelty size.
You're a novelty size.
Novelty.
Wow. You're a novelty size.
Like a clown.
Yeah, exactly. So basically,
wow.
But
what is the novelty? Joe, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. So I'll tell you my sizes because I don't mind it being out there. But like 36 to 38 and then 30 leg. So I don't know what.
So you're 38 waist and 30 leg.
Is it a novelty?
Sean, please. He's made himself vulnerable here. I don't think laughter is the correct response to the fact that his waist is longer than his legs.
Is that an oddity?
It's an absolute. No. Can I just say it's an absolute? It's an honour to have an Oompa Loompa on the show.
For God's sake. But that's what I thought. Like, is it like? I can get through doors okay. Like, I've never noticed anything. Should I be scouted by the X-Men?
I think it's a good job you went into the shop because there's a very strong possibility that if you'd have sent those measurements in, they'd have gone, he's mixed up his waist and his legs there, hasn't he? Surely.
But this is exactly, everywhere I seem to go clothes-wise. No, like, you know when you have a tradesman round your house and they look at your sink or whatever it is and they go like, God, I've never
seen
that.
I thought you were
going
to say, and they look at your inside leg measurement. I'm like, hold on a second. Where are you getting these tradesmen from? Are you checking them
friendly
on Check a Trade? Yeah, he came round to fix a light fitting and he asked to see my inside leg measurement. Is that normal?
I think it was Check a Trade. It might have been another website.
Right.
But they sort of look at what you have, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what it is, seemingly. And they'll be like, oh, I've never seen anything like this before. And it's like, you've probably spent a decade being a plumber. How has my sink sort of blown your mind? And clothes shopping is the same.
Yes. You're absolutely right. Their minds are being constantly blown.
And also,
yes, you don't want them to sort of take your measurements and go, bloody hell.
Exactly. And in clothes shops, why are they always so sort of, it's like if they've got a list of people to hire, why do they always hire the one who puts their foot in their fucking mouth all the time? It's like, softly, please.
Yes. We've never seen one like this before.
Softly, please.
Just tread carefully.
What shop did you go to?
This is Moss Bros as well. So it's the main one.
I used to work in Moss Bros.
Did you?
Did
I bet you were kind. You were always kind to the people, I bet.
I was always very hungover.
Are you being sarcastic, Joe?
I am being incredibly sarcastic. I mean,
I was just terrified. I didn't know how to fold a suit. Anyway, carry on.
But yeah, I mean, it's just sort of like everywhere. I seem to walk around the world and everything I want to do is completely outrageous. Do you know what I mean?
When you say world, you do mean chocolate factory.
Yeah.
How did you resolve this problem?
Well, I didn't. I had to go on my own because everyone else was catered for quite easily.
It's insensitive language. I think that's the problem, isn't it? Yeah. Novelty shape. It's like, you know, there needs to be a kind of a term that you could use that is slightly less.
But the problem is the term is always going to mean novelty, isn't it? Which is obviously just means freak.
But it could give you a little benefit. They could say, like, you seem to be a magical size.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, he's a special size. He's a, you know, because I used to be like a large top and a small bottom. That, you know, and that is, I think, quite common for a man of my age. You know, you see the memes going around of the kind of like cat on its hind legs going, this is what men in their 40s in skinny jeans looks like, you know, where they've got the thin legs and their barrel chest.
Yeah.
But I'd say they're sort of slightly more in proportion now. My legs and my torso, you know, look like they belong to the same person at least.
That's what Joe needs now is you going, I used to be like you, but I fixed myself.
I used to be a novelty shape and now I'm kind of slightly more conventional.
Was it some kind of surgery or are there some exercises I should be doing?
No, it was just not drinking 20 pints regularly. I think that was the sort of...
It's always the pints, isn't it?
I mean, that maybe would be a phrase that they could use. Oh, we got another piss, you know, another piss in it, rather than novelty. It's like
that's not a bad idea.
So I've heard a few episodes of this podcast before. Never before have they, you know, as the first thing come up, and someone goes, "Well, maybe you should think about not drinking. Maybe that'll."
It's a new direction that we've gone in.
You didn't say that to Stuart Lee or anyone.
Maybe you should quit drinking, Stu. Maybe that would help. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, I managed to sort it out, but it was a trek. You know, I looked fantastic at the wedding. Eventually,
I'm sure you did. You always look fantastic.
But I'd love it to be a less painful process, and them to be perhaps a little bit more guarded.
Yes.
When they're talking about, you know, but just be gentle. You know what I mean? Softly, softly.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
Camping has recently made a sort of resurgence.
Yes.
Into my life.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And so for the whole of my 20s, obviously, it's hip. And
I hate hip.
Yes.
Do you? I hate hip. Anything hip. I hate you.
You're not drinking Huel, Sean.
No, I don't know what that is.
What is Huel?
Oh, Huel. Mm. Yeah, I'm not drinking that.
No.
I'm obviously sort of like the name derives from fuel. But it also sounds like gruel, which I don't know whether they overlooked in the management meeting.
Well, it's just sort of slim fast for cunts, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, essentially.
Is it a meal replacement?
Yes, it is a meal replacement, yeah. And then I had a friend who was doing it the other day and he said, I am feeling a lot more alert. I said, mate, you are just starving. You're just starving.
Yeah, you've mistaken that for hunger.
So camping is back, right? So
yes.
There was no need for camping when you're 18.
It never went away, did it? It just got forced underground.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like drinking in the Prohibition era.
And also,
you can still camp.
There's a need, I think, now in your 30s to not be drinking whilst doing every activity you're doing.
Yes.
Which is
good shout.
Which is fair. But is that like, so, because when you're 18, 19, you are sort of like, you go camping, don't you? Because it's somewhere to go and it's something to do. Then it disappears for the whole of your 20s because you do actual fun stuff. And now it's back.
Like what?
You're going to festivals, you're going... Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Well, that still does involve camping, doesn't it?
Abroad. Yeah, but camping's acceptable at a festival because of the music.
But it is still camping.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't mean to paxman you here, but, you know, you could dress it up how you like. You're still camping.
Well, you have well and truly painted me into a corner. But I will stick with it because camping...
I've got you pegged. You've like got me pegged. Tent.
You've got me pegged. But, like, so there's a thing and you get there... But there's also wild camping, because when you're in your 30s, everything goes up a level. So there's another dickhead version of the activity that you're doing.
Yes.
So sort of wild camping is sort of like, you don't camp in a campsite. You just sort of...
That's for squares.
Yeah.
What is it you don't like? What is it you don't like about camping?
Yes, well, I'm still a sort of student of this sort of craft. But my minimum, all I'm going to say is my minimum requirement for a holiday is that it's inside. That's
absolutely spot on. Very good. I'm on board. I want to go on holiday with you. I like that. I'm big fan of indoors.
Big fan of indoors. No mud. Second rule.
Also, if it rains, you're fine.
Yes, exactly.
Like, that's why I like shopping centres. Everyone complains about shopping centres. They've got no soul. Yeah, they've got no soul and I'm dry.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. And the people of, you know, countryside, you can go to the pub that seems to be open for 45 minutes and then you can play a game or I don't really know what you do there.
When you're camping?
Yeah, I sort of get lost in it all.
Well, so you sort of cook and eat out under the stars. You know, if you're drinking, you would drink out there. You could sort of smoke some weed. It's just about sort of getting back to nature, isn't it? It's relaxing.
You sound,
you know, you're
like
not surrounded by the trappings of kind of like life in the modern world. There's no cars. There's no sort of, yeah, I like it.
So I didn't realize there was this. You sound like an Australian talking about surfing. You've really gone in. This is quite a cool vibe.
That's just me. I'm rustic, man.
I didn't know there was this side to camping, though. You describing it. I'm sort of like, you know, it's just you and nature, man. Just chill out. Listen to some Moby and
lovely. Not listen to some Moby. I mean, just because I'm camping, it doesn't mean I've lost my taste.
What's wrong? Can I explain to me? Because I never really understand why people don't like these things like Moby. Why? What's wrong with Moby?
I like Moby.
Actually, that said...
Well, actually...
I like Go. That's a good tune. And I don't... That album, the big one, what was it called? Is it...
I've got no idea, but Porcelain I like. I like that song.
Yes, that's on that album. Is it Play?
Why does my heart feel so hard? Yeah.
Trouble so
very,
hard.
It really reminds me of a time in my life where it was just sort of, it was slightly, Play, that was the album. It was kind of ubiquitous at the time, wasn't it? It was that was one summer. And then a couple of summers before, it was the Finley Quay album where you're just inescapable.
Yeah. And then Jack Johnson came in and just destroyed it for a decade.
Yeah, I mean, I managed to completely swerve that.
No idea.
It's sort of singer-songwriter stuff, isn't it?
Singer-songwriter stuff? What does that mean?
Well, that's a sort of genre, isn't it? Which is
I didn't know that. I'm typing it in now. It's Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson. It's sort of like surfer New Zealand...
I get it. Guitar, like he's got his acoustic guitar.
Newton Faulkner.
Yeah, Newton Faulkner's another one. Nothing really happens, but no one seems to mind. That's all.
David Gray to a sort of greater or a lesser degree, but I've got to say, I mean, that album was good.
White Ladder, are you talking about?
Yeah.
I do like it. It's good for...
That was, again, everywhere.
It's fucking brilliant, that album.
Great for standing in the rain, isn't it, that album?
So, do you know what? If I'm ever stuck in the rain, I'll always... I'm
please, please forgive me.
I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing. Red, green.
Yeah, great.
Be blue. Yeah, it's great.
It was,
So there you go. You can go camping and you can shove on David Gray.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be great. It'd be fantastic.
My main aim is to ruin everyone else's time with whatever I'm doing. So that will be, that will work perfectly. But going on from singer-songwriters, really, the other thing, so basically, right, so what's the opinion, what's the general vibe around this? people who play guitar on the train
need to be shot.
Yeah, in it. Awful. Awful.
Should be illegal.
Well, I think also it's that I think people who play guitar have a firm, and it's only guitar, they have a firm belief that they're doing everyone a favour. And not necessarily, and also the guys who play it on the train, they're supposed to be like sort of maverick journeymen. Like, you know, I'm a traveller. You don't know me or where I've been, but they all dress exactly the same.
Which is
pork pie hat, leather,
nice.
Leather trench coat, Thundercats t-shirt.
I know what you're on about, yeah.
Yeah.
Thundercats t-shirt.
I'm quite interesting if you get to know me, that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
It's in the goth family, isn't it? But it's goth adjacent.
It is. That's exactly right.
But it's not, it's kind of like, yeah.
There's not as much black, though. It's like, is it kind of, it's like grunge. It's like
all black, isn't it?
Kind grunge.
It's like...
Crunge.
Yeah, it's crunge. Never women. I've never seen a female person playing a
That's
female
so
person.
That's so, big up. That just shows, that big up to women there. Well done.
Isn't it? They'd never be that insensitive.
That's so true. You're not making anyone's day better. You're making it worse.
And not getting that you, like, I always wondered who drank Dune Bar, but it is only those guys.
Yes, exactly.
The brilliant Joe Foster there. You can follow him on Instagram. He's posting lots of content. That's at Joe Foster Comedian. He's got a brilliant reel up there about Robert Mugabe. I suggest you check that out. It's very funny.
Fantastic. And if you are enjoying these episodes and, you know, you're here listening to this now, so you must be, why not become a patron? It is a fantastic way to support what we do. And in return, we will give you loads of extra content. I mean, there's so much of a back catalogue now. If you join up now, you'll get access to hours and hours and hours of our longer episodes that we put out every Monday morning. It's less than £1 a week. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN to sign up, and you will get an hour-long episode every Monday morning. patreon.com/WUYN.